Last night, this show was used as an aid to blocking out someone's sex noises.
Yes.
We can say
as much as you want.
Okay. So, Eloise's flatmate was listening to this show a little bit louder than usual so that she didn't have to hear the... So he didn't have to hear the girl...
who is in between our two rooms...
Doing it loud. It's a bit noisy, was it?
His and her adjoining walls are like paper thin, whereas mine's a little bit thicker, so I have a bit of buffering. And I also wear earplugs because I know that she can be quite loud.
Is she raucous then?
Apparently so. Jeez. And on the first night that she moved in with us, poor Harry. Yes. We'll call him.
Let's call him Harry. But what's his name?
Harry.
Okay, that's a good band. That looks familiar. Yes.
He heard everything. He said he knew her more than he wanted to.
Everything, even the insertion noise.
Possibly. Also, the other thing we found in our bathroom...
Oh, by the way, if you're under 18, switch off now. This is filth.
In our bathroom cupboard...
Yes.
There is a boxed pink rubber lover.
What's that? I don't know what that is.
Vibrator.
Oh, is that what rubber lover is? It's a vibrator.
I think so.
I'm so naive. You wouldn't... She put that in the bathroom.
Yeah, it's boxed.
You dirty, dirty cow.
Well, I think it must be her because it was my old housemate that moved out that pointed it out to me when she came over.
Dirty. Can you believe that, Sifa, that they've left a vibrator in the bathroom?
One business I own, you'd be surprised the stuff I find at my work.
Say that again, what?
In one of the places that I work...
Calm down, Sifu, because I can see you getting very excited. Because you've come
on... this girl having sex.
At work?
Me and my sister...
Sifu, he can't even speak, he's so
me
excited.
Me and my sister.
He's called into the sexy bit.
A couple of hair salons,
Yeah.
And I had to go to one of the shops a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And it should have been closed. So I thought, you know, what's going on? So I kind of went in there, went walking in.
Yeah.
So I got halfway to the back of the salon, and all I heard was, "Yeah, you do that." And I thought, I took another step, and then I heard some noises, and I thought, "Hang on a minute, I think I need to back up a little here."
Yeah, yeah.
So did what I had to do, got some money.
Whoa! Did what you mean? Did what you had to do?
Yeah.
What's that?
Get some money out.
Oh, okay.
I
thought you meant
the safe and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then I wasn't having I didn't get paper cup to the wall or nothing like that.
Okay. Lovely.
Paper cup to the wall.
Anyway, it took me about 5 minutes what I was doing, and then they kind of come out the room and I was gobsmacked. The girl was 22 and the guy was nearly 16. I didn't know what to do with myself.
I've got a vague idea. Well, okay. Well, this is the whole last hour is opening up into so many different things. It starts off with sex noises. So, there's a few things here. What have you used to drown out sex noises? A good one. After this show being used by Eloise's flatmate Harry, what do you say during sex? Because during sex, with some people, you can kind of say dirty stuff. And with other people, if you say dirty stuff,
they ain't having it, are they?
No, they're not.
What? What were you going to use an example?
I'm trying to say something
that's... I call them people boring.
If you say something I'm going to put this inside you and I'm trying to say something that's not got swear words in. Because you can swear during sex.
Yeah.
And you can say the bad words during sex to some people. You can say the really bad words.
I'm loving your confidence, Ian, tonight.
It's true though.
He's got a bit red and sweaty.
And some people will be that's, and they stay even stronger swear words back and you think, yes. But I've been in occasions where you said a strong swear word or said something you're gonna get it now, and they just go, sorry what?
Have you ever had anyone hit you during sex?
What as in get off or
not like a punch?
I've not been punched. I've had,
I had one girl give me a slap once years ago.
On the face?
Yeah, on the face.
That's not sexy. On the backside is all right, but on the face isn't sexy.
I think that's still a bit weird, though. Imagine,
on the backside?
I was kind of shocked, but,
Yeah,
it was all right, to be honest.
you enjoyed it, did you?
I didn't enjoy the slap, but it was kind of I don't know.
The confidence of it is...
kind of took the rough with the smooth.
Yeah, well, sometimes you have to. Sometimes you have to. So we're all getting a little bit flustered here. So, what have you used to drown out sex noises? What have you ever said something during sex and the other one's gone? The person's gone. Sorry, what? What did you say? Gonna give this? I'll go. Shall I?
I'll put that there. Shall I?
Yeah, I'll leave you to sort yourself out. And there was a third thing that came out of that, and I can't think.
Where you're sleeping or something?
Sorry, what?
Sleeping, what uses a pillow?
Oh, yeah, that's an old topic. There were three topics came out of the sex thing, but I can't think. 0330-123-1215 is the telephone number if you'd care to divulge any of that.
Kitchen roll.
Have you ever been caught as well?
Caught doing what?
I've been caught on my own by my mum.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
I heard, I don't know if this is an urban legend, but it's always like a friend, yeah.
That cup of tea, that never happened at all.
I bet it would.
It's hard to get from one side of the room to the other with your trousers round your ankles. And I had to do that. And my mum is like,
oh, God.
Yeah, just let you know that downstairs we're having some dinner there. All right, mum, be down in a minute.
I nearly got caught by a policewoman once.
What? Where were you?
I was in my house. I was only a kid, yeah.
Right, go on.
I bought one of my friends that lent me this. Like, what did he? Okay, he did lend me a video, and we saw something happen. Anyway, we had to call the police for having a day. We weren't going to that. And then the police came to the door.
I love Stephen. I've missed Stephen.
I swear to God, this is all I saw. Yeah, I saw the police woman come up, and I saw at the corner of my eye the video was still on. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had my chest on the carpet. Like, with my trousers around my ankles. And I was kind of
scrambling. Carpet burns.
It was shocking. It was shocking, man.
Anyways, people are calling in. Grab those phone calls. Sorry, what?
I don't think you can get arrested for it anyway, can you, really?
I don't think you can in your own home. I mean, if you're doing it in Slough High Street or something, then, yeah, you could probably get in trouble for that. But I think in your own home, you're allowed to.
Yeah, well, I was probably a bit young at the time.
I don't think there's an age... Well, anyway, let's...
There is for the actors.
We're sailing dangerously close to the wind.
I'm a bit blue tonight, aren't I?
You are a bit blue. Oh, you asked what... Was it you that was asking what's your favourite genre of porn? Who was that?
No, that wasn't me.
I'm
quite fond of erotic novels myself.
I did used to prefer the reader's letters in the, like, escort and stuff, but I... You know, anyway.
Do you remember the Red Shoe Diaries?
What was that?
With David Duchovny.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
They were special.
They were very special. Let's move on, because it would be a terrible, terrible shame to get the sack after only doing three nights of this.
Happy new show, by the way.
Yeah, happy new show. Thank you, Sifu. That's the correct phrase. What? Hello? Sifu? And he's gone.